Is that unmuted? Sir, it's muted. It's not showing anything. Sorry. I haven't used Zoom in forever.
Make sure you plugged in up at the computer too, because when you kicked it, maybe it kicked it out.
Yeah, I didn't plug it in. I didn't do it.
What the?
It worked a second ago.
There's a certain way that one plugs in.
Only one way.
You said there is power, Joel?
No.
There's no power to the camera in the back.
Now, what the hell?
Well, we'll put the hang in there.
Yeah.
That's what happens when we have the house at night.
Yep, it's okay. Let's call the meeting to order. Pledge of allegiance?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your guidance, blessing, and wisdom as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen. Roll call. Cheney?
Yes.
Member is absent. Howe?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
And Wheeler?
Yep.
Motion to excuse absent members.
Make a motion to excuse Councilwoman Maurer from tonight's meeting.
Second.
Howe?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Motion to approve the minutes from the February 12th, 2024 regular meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes from the February 12th, 2024 council meeting.
Second.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Howe?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
So we did receive a couple of things in the correspondence. Mr. Harrison from Russell Avenue on the east side sent a letter. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to request the sidewalks at 420 East Russell Avenue be repaired first or early when the next round of sidewalks replacement begins. My request is based on the fact that I'm currently handicapped and have a knee scooter to move around. Upon leaving the house, the front sidewalk in both directions that what we replaced a few years ago currently has sections missing and filled in with limestone where the gas company removed our meter and then installed a new meter, making travel on this or difficult on the scooter. I do understand that the request as such may not fit the contractor's plans of completing the sidewalk replacement project, but without asking, I would never know. A survey of other residents in East Russell to see if there are other residents with similar issues would be good because of my current handicap and the need to go to the doctor and therapy over the next 6 months. The request to be first seems to be a reasonable request. I look forward to hearing your decision on this request. And Tammy has reached out to him. Do you want me to go ahead and read yours?
Sure.
Thank you for emailing regarding the sidewalk replacement. I spoke to the contractor today, and weather permitting, they will be starting up again in about 3 weeks. They will start from Plainfield Road on the north side and work west, so your sidewalk would be the second block poured. The contractor said that it would be done in the first week. In the meantime, the street department can place a steel plate over the two sections of sidewalk if you would like. The only problem with this is the plates are wider than the sidewalk and would be resting partially on your lawn. Let me know if this is acceptable. Please don't hesitate to contact me if you have any other questions.
Why didn't the gas company come back and replace that sidewalk when they put that line in?
I think when we took the initiative to redo all of Russell,
they just decided not to do it.
We told them that we'd be replacing them anyway.
Okay.
They didn't have to replace the sections. Because we can't work around it and
yeah.
get the
you note from the Ridgewood Pre-K for coming and reading the big cheese to them. That was fun. And then an email from Hope and Jay with Rally Point Gaming asking to contact the Public Safety Committee to look into crosswalks to cross from the Circle K over to their store because there are a large amount of kids crossing in that area. So there are no citizens here.
Obviously, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I've considered.
Because we've talked about that being a major crossing for.
For a long time. Because the
people
kids from
the side of town.
Right. The kids from the trailer park cut across there as well. So there's a lot of traffic, foot traffic through there. Rally Point Gaming across to Wall Street.
The old Dale Press.
From the car wash, basically.
Yep.
Be nice to put something.
I think that'll be a Public Safety Committee conversation.
Okay.
So I told her I would bring it up tonight and then mention it at Public Safety and we could discuss it there.
Okay.
Department reports, fire's not here. Fiscal officer.
I'll first touch on the list of legislation that we have on the agenda tonight. Most of it is receiving its second reading. First one is Resolution 2024-02, and that is to receive the certification of millage for a renewal tax levy that we will look to put on the ballot this fall. Next is Ordinance 2024-05. That is an ordinance regulating the trees in the village. There were changes made to that in regards to the list of trees being removed from the ordinance. We'll be posting that on the website. Ordinance 2024-06 is an update to our Ohio Basic Code. So we want to adopt the 2024 version of that code, and we had some updates and listings of the initial ordinances that we want to keep intact. Resolution 2024-07 will also receive its second reading, and this is to authorize the village to sell any surplus items that we have, sell that by internet auction. Ordinance 2024-08 is regarding the sewer rates in the village, and there was language changed in there talking about taps into the mantles, so looking at those on a case-by-case basis. Ordinance 2024-09 will also receive its second reading. That pertains to the village building and zoning codes. There was language in there changed regarding the accessory building heights. And next one on the list is new tonight, and that's Resolution 2024-10. And this is to authorize the mayor to apply for a construction loan for our sewer outfall project. We currently have a design loan for $355,000 that is set up on a 5-year term, and after receiving updated estimates on that project, we're going to be in need of more funding, and in order to do that, we're looking to add that extra money that we need onto the design loan, which is going to allow us to stretch that term of the loan from 5 years to 30 years. So that's going to drastically reduce our burden on the sewer fund each year, because currently we're looking at a payment of $71,000 for the next 5 years, and that should drop that payment to roughly $17,000 a year. So we're going to look to do that, but we need to, I'm going to request that you pass that tonight and waive the pre-required readings on that, just so we can keep the process going with getting that project done, because we do have a deadline of December 31st in order to have that project complete. So we want to make sure we keep moving forward and get that done. The next new one on the list is Resolution 2024-11, and this one is authorizing the police chief and myself to apply for an Ohio Traffic Safety Office grant, Drive to Succeed grant. I was approached here a couple weeks ago by Kenny Coe and Police Chief Walters about a Drive to Succeed grant that the state has. And Kenny is wanting to work together with the village to apply for this grant. In order to apply for the grant, you have to be a municipality of some sort. So he's not able to apply for it. We would administer the grant, and it's a two-year term for that particular grant. I'm not too sure exactly what the funding would be on it, how much we would be receiving for that. There's an application process that the students would need to go towards for the driving training school workshop. I'm sorry, I should back up for that. The driving training school that Kenny has, that we will be offering the grant to students that need funding for it. So there's an application process that they would have to go through to determine whether or not they're eligible for it, be made available to the students in the Ridgewood Local School District. So we'll be working in conjunction with Ridgewood Local Schools, the Career Center, and JFS to determine eligibility for those students. So this resolution that's on the table is basically just authorizing us to apply for that grant and then also enter into any agreements that we need to with the state and also with the Director Training School in order to make that happen.
And it has an approaching deadline quickly as well.
March 15th is the deadline in order to apply for that grant. So that's the reason that I need to request the three readings on that meeting, if at all possible. Does anybody have any questions on that, about the grant process? The next one on the list, I'll let Tammy address all the stuff to call me. So she'll address that in her report. Other than that, bills have been passed on for free. That's all I have for today.
We need a motion to accept or
pay the bills.
Pay the bills.
That comes with
me.
To be able to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the police are not
we
here.
We can do it now if we wanted to. It's just still the end of the agenda, but.
Right. Solicitor Joel, do you have anything for us?
No.
Tammy, Village Administrator.
Good evening, thank you. I have a few things. I'll talk about the ordinance first, what the name you just mentioned. It is to amend the septage ordinance, 2024-12. That would be amending and permitting and regulating the receipt and discharge of approved hauled domestic and or industrial commercial septage for wastewater at our wastewater treatment plant. We would like to take the rate back down for that. That's bulk domestic septage to 2 cents per gallon. We raised it to 3 cents and the usage of that fell off, so we want to try to match newcomers' towns. Rate again, there's just 2 cents per gallon, and nobody else around that I know of takes industrial waste, and that rate would be left the same as it is. That will be first reading, it doesn't have to be emergency or anything. Secondly, I have had just in the last few weeks two preliminary citations I issued for unsightly and unsanitary properties. Still waiting to hear back from the property owners regarding their plans for cleaning those up. We finally received approval of the ARC grant. It was the last piece of funding we were waiting on to get approved. It's for $147,000 to finish off funding for the sewer sanitary and stormwater sewer outfall to the river. So a lot was kind of being held up on the timeline with that. So soon we'll get to advertise and then things should really get going. So another month or two yet still, but before we see some movement down there, hopefully it's quick. The sidewalks, again, I spoke with that contractor today, and since we're having such a nice weather, he's looking to be back here in the next 3 weeks to restart the sidewalk project. Wastewater treatment, last week they finished belt pressing the sludge, and we're ready for springtime for application of the sludge, so they're getting ahead of the game a little bit with that, which is good because they'll be constructing down there, and a lot of it'll be kind of a logistical issue trying to move all that equipment in and out of there and do the whole sludge out, plus working on the pipes and stuff. There are new pipes going out to the river. So it's good that they're getting ahead of things. They've still continuing to work on repairs at the Pearl Valley Lift Station. But both pumps have had issues this past week or two. We've replaced parts already and had to order more. It's just it's a result of the type of wastewater from there. And for the, let's see, I wanted to say thank you to the street department for clearing snow for the past 2 weekends. Snow, let's see, 2 weeks ago, all that snow, and then this Sunday they had to come out, or Saturday they had to come out and salt, so, with all the ice. I wanted to appreciate them for that.
And they did a very good job. That was a lot of snow to move. So.
Yeah. And they worked 6:30 that evening on, that would be that Friday evening, till 6:30 in the morning. So one came in and worked, and then the other came in. Yeah, the streets were clear then by that next afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So. And then, oh, we have trees coming for Waterwork Park. Quite a few of them is through the soil and water conservation seed or saplings that are coming. And we'll be planting some things down there. I forget the count now, how many. Quite a few.
That doesn't mean that we can't
okay.
sell bigger
yes.
trees too, but this is a nice start.
We'll
Do
get
we know
some
where they're going? Like location where they're going
to
be planted?
These will probably be the perimeter of the to give us
yeah.
marker as to where this is the field that does not belong to us to
okay.
kind of give us a
sure.
a visual barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And it may take a couple of years before they're an actual visual barrier because they are saplings
mm-hmm.
or seedlings, so they're small.
What are they?
There's a variety.
There is that what you wanted the
yeah,
types?
What kind?
We did some white dogwoods, red maple, butternut, persimmon.
Just
some white pine.
And these are all smaller varieties, so we should look at a couple bigger trees as well, because these are not going to provide the shade, but they will, over time, as long as we plant them correctly, like you know, grow
yeah.
fairly.
Are we going to put something around them to keep them from getting hacked off?
Yeah.
Okay.
And eaten by deer.
Yeah, because they will. They'll eat the red maples right off.
Yeah, some of them will probably get eaten anyway, but we will do our best to...
There's
good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I guess we kind of have a buffer or two
well,
in case of that.
Right. And in the instance that a resident wanted one
yeah.
for their, most of these are the smaller trees that could be planted in a tree lawn if they decided that's what they wanted to do. But they are small, very small trees, so you would have to be very cautious
mm-hmm.
on your own and not let your neighbor's dog grab it and run down the street.
I think that's it.
Okay. Moving on to committee reports, building and property.
Nothing at this time.
Community business and development.
She's not here.
Does anybody have, did she send a, I don't think we talked to me with that one anyway. Community relations.
Just another reminder that the first chamber meeting will be tomorrow at 6:30.
It's postponed actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of former Councilman Lusk's.
Oh, okay.
Calling hours.
Okay,
so I believe that's the chamber.
March,
March 14th, I believe, is when they're stuffing eggs.
Okay,
at 6:30.
Thank you.
Is that what you have, Di? Okay.
Our next regular scheduled meeting will be March 26th at 6:30, and March 14th will be Easter eggs.
Got it. Thank you.
Sorry, right. Do we interject?
No, that's okay.
That
thank you.
Totally.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
We were all.
Community revitalization.
The revitalization committee would like to make a Facebook post of the ideas that we presented the first time around. So it was a year or so ago, just to get more input from the public. But and I've gotten permission from all of the committee members to do that. But before we move forward and actually make that post, we wanted to make sure council was okay with that too.
Yeah.
it'll give more people the ideas that are coming up, and then our ideas can grow from that point. Because some of them have been sponsored by counties outside of the, so it's a nice way to communicate. And we can do that on our post, so if you want to send me a list, I can put it on the website. Finance.
Nothing tonight.
Fire dependency.
Nothing tonight.
Okay. Ordinance.
We met on the 19th at 6:30. Basically, we went over the Blue Lines camera project, talked about it, ins and outs, and all that sort of stuff, and kind of got into a little bit of looking at the ordinances that would go along with those, with the document for the mayor, and then the initial ordinance as well. We may have to do some changing with that. Other than that, we reviewed the new building permits, and those are on the website now, aren't they? Or are we putting them on the website?
They are printed in the office.
I haven't seen it, if it was.
Yeah. They have been printed. There are some in the office.
They are in the office.
It would be on the website soon.
They're not fillable anyway on the website, so you have to print them. So, yeah, but we will get them. Sorry.
And that was it.
Okay. Park board.
She's not here, but we haven't had a meeting recently.
Planning commission?
Nothing.
Planning Commission County.
Meeting was canceled.
Yeah.
Again. Supposed to have one March 18th, I believe. So we'll see.
Okay. Public safety.
Public safety committee met on the 15th February. We met with the representative for the Blue Line cameras, or Blue Light cameras, and went over some of the issues we had with the contract that was presented. Talking with the rep, we were just going to scrap that contract and start over from scratch and try to get it more in our favor. And that was it.
Okay. Public works.
Nothing tonight.
Records retention, rules. All right, so introduction to ordinances and resolutions 2024-02. This is the second reading for this one. Resolution for certification of millage for renewal of the tax levy for the village of West Lafayette, and this is the second reading. 2024-05, an ordinance to regulate trees and establish offenses related to trees. Repealing the ordinances in conflict therewith. This is the second reading for that one as well. 2024-06, an ordinance approving, adopting, and enacting the American Legal Publishing Ohio Basic Code beginning in 2024 and as amended in propriety as the Code of Ordinances for the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio, repealing ordinances in conflict therewith and declaring an emergency. This is the second reading. It says an emergency as well. 2024-07, a resolution authorizing the sale by internet auction during the calendar year 2024 of municipally owned personal property which is not needed for public use or which is obsolete or unfit for the use which it was acquired, pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 721.15D. This is the second reading for that one. 2024-08, an ordinance establishing the sewer rate and sewer regulations for the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio, amending ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith. This is the second reading for that one. An ordinance amending ordinance 2023-23, the Village of West Lafayette Building and Zoning Codes, and this is the second reading. 2024-10, a resolution authorizing the mayor and the village of West Lafayette, Ohio, to apply for, accept, and enter into a water pollution control loan fund (WPCLF) agreement on behalf of the council of the Village of the West Lafayette for construction of the WWTP system improvements project and designating dedicated repayment source for the loan. First reading, and this one is an emergency. 2024-11,
This is one.
That's the one I'm requesting.
We need a, motion, right? We need a motion to suspend the rules and require three readings.
Second.
For resolution number 2024-10.
Second.
Get it all down.
Howe.
Yes.
Percy.
Yes.
Fisher.
Yes.
Cheney.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Cheney.
Yes.
Howe.
Yes.
Fisher.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Percy.
Yes.
All right. 2024-11, a resolution authorizing the police chief and or fiscal officer to apply for the Ohio Traffic Safety Office OTSO Drive to Succeed grant and declaring this an emergency. First reading, emergency.
Motion to suspend the rules. I don't want another word in the world.
Second.
Who seconded that?
Tim.
Tim. Okay, thank you.
Santa Claus.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Percy.
Yes.
Fisher.
Yes.
Howe.
Yes.
Cheney.
Yes.
2024-12. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Anybody can say that.
Second.
Fisher.
Yes.
Percy.
Yes.
Howe.
Yes.
Cheney.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
All right. 2024-12, an ordinance amending, permitting, and regulating the receipt and discharge of approved hauled domestic and or industrial slash commercial septage and or wastewater at the Village of West Lafayette Wastewater Treatment Plant. First reading. And I have nothing for other business. We schedule some meetings. We can have public safety so that we can discuss that.
I do
want
to schedule public safety.
Much of February.
As I say, there ain't much left. I have Wednesday. Wednesday evening's open. I work Thursday. I have Friday. Well, no. Friday's out. And then the next week, it's pretty much wide open after that.
That's the week of the 4th?
Yeah.
I don't know, something Monday that week.
Okay. I'll go for the 4th? Monday?
Monday.
Good for you?
Yeah, good with me.
Works for me.
Good for you. Okay. 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock sounds good to me.
Finance will be on the 11th at 6:30.
Do we need a ordinance or anything anytime soon?
Right,
or Public Works? Do we need to talk about these valves?
We need to meet first.
With Pearl Valley?
Yeah. Before we have a meeting.
How
Unless
do we
you
normally
schedule it now?
I was gonna say, how do we normally do that? Do we invite them here?
No, it's gonna be
just the two
of
us
okay.
to begin with
to discuss things and report back.
When did you meet with them?
We don't have it scheduled yet.
We might as well wait till after.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Schedule a meeting.
Do we need a park board meeting for anything?
I don't right now.
Okay.
Unless you need it.
No, I don't.
We need a building and property or anything right at the moment?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of okay for now. Do you need anything?
Nope, I think that was all of them. Right. So the bills have been around.
Motion
yes.
to pay the bills.
Second.
Wheeler.
Yeah.
Fisher.
Yes.
Percy.
Yes.
Howe.
Yes.
Cheney.
Yes.
And then we have no need for an executive session, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Nah. They don't have it.
Cheney.
Cheney. Yes.
Howell.
Yes.
Percy.
Yes.
Fisher.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.